fools rushing, and I ain't here falling in love with you. Why men say only fools rush in, and I ain't falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be
so we go. Some days we're meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too. I can't be falling in love with you.
'90s and more.
That's the power of love.
99.7 Max FM. keep your hands to yourself. Keep your hands to yourself.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Wasn't hurting anyone, and we all enjoyed.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Get up in the evening, and I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning, I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired, man, I'm just tired and bored with myself. Hey there, baby, I could use just a little help. You can't start a fire. Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know you cares.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM.
And you walk the streets trying to remember.
FM.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west-northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Jerry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
When you take a walk around your neighborhood and notice all the things that make it feel like home, one thing might be a little harder to notice, because somewhere tucked in that neat row of houses is hunger. Over 30 million Americans don't know where their next meal is coming from. Together, we can provide a billion meals by 2030, because everyone should be welcome at the table. Learn more at nourishingneighbors.com. Let's break the cycle of hunger together.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 61. Still above normal tomorrow, lots of sunshine, highs near 88 on your Monday. For Monday night, partly cloudy and a low of 58. Sunshine, mid-80s for Tuesday and Wednesday. For Thursday, sunny and 85. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, 72 degrees. 99.7.
FM.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Oh,
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
committed no crime, and bad mistakes I've made a few. I've had my shame and kicked in my face, but I've come through. I need to go
on.
We are the champions, my friends, and we'll keep on fighting till the end. We are the champions. We are the champions. No time for losers, 'cause we are the champions of the world. I've taken my bows and my curtain calls. You brought me fame and fortune and everything that goes with it. I thank you all, but it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge before the whole human race, and I ain't gonna lose.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Like we